Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, Tech Advisor Extraordinaire, and our subject today is managers versus executives. What's the difference? You know that I try to make these podcasts as short and pithy as possible, because we all have a lot to do. And so, when I was starting to record this episode, I considered making it an extremely short one. What's the difference between a manager and an executive, you ask? Well, if you have to ask, you ain't no executive. But then I told myself, Aviv, that's not being helpful, is it? And so, let's start going over this, because I keep hearing about this from so many people. And you know what? Not just first-timers, not just people who recently took up the position. I see this constantly coming back up because we all suffer from some sort of an imposter syndrome or don't know whether we are doing our job right. And so I'd like to go over some of the most significant differences I see, especially when measuring for top talent for executives. The first, and probably most major, is the fact that executives, as opposed to any other manager down the organization, execs have to have a part in the strategy. I have episodes and articles and whatnot about moving upstream, about the importance of you placing yourself at the table where the decisions are made. That, first and foremost, is what you need to do in order to be a real executive. If you're handed the tasks after the decisions were made, you are just a glorified manager. And so, first things first, move upstream. Be a part of the decision-making and of the strategy. So you have both sides of the coin here. You both are aware of the strategy, of the business needs, where the company is going, and also affect it, provide insights for how tech can best serve the company in reaching its goals and even further. Now, I was talking to a CDO forum the other day, and I said exactly this, and the question I got was, what, am I supposed to go into the roadmap session and come up with the best new way to tweak our tools, always be up to date about every single line of code we might need to update to get more business outcomes? And the answer, of course, is no. What you need to do is not be some sort of a figure from Silicon Valley that basically barges into any meeting with whatever is currently on the top of Hacker News and saying, this is what we must be doing. That's not leadership, at least not in any sensible direction. Leadership means that because you sit at the table, because you are privy to all the plans and conversations, and because you are also aware, hopefully, of what your engineering and tech team is capable of doing, you then come up with insights. You know that within 2 quarters, business will be booming. You will have so many more contracts and worldwide. All of a sudden, you now realize that your tech team has to be able to support customers around the clock, or that some scaling steps must be taken right now in order to be ready by then. Another example is that you should not aim to be the smartest tech person in the company, always coming up with all the right ideas. You should be fostering a culture of innovation and speaking up in your team and then having those ideas percolate so that when you sit at the table, you can see where there are the opportunities. For example, a real example, an engineer might notice that there is a simple way to parallelize a big chunk of an algorithm. It would require some effort, but it is possible. You simply have never done it in the previous years because no one asked you to. And now that you know that's a possibility, when you're at the table and you realize that things are not considered because, for example, that process is already too long to add more to it, you can say, you know, we can parallelize it and then maybe we can do everything at the same time after adding on even more features. What do you say about that? That's tech leadership. we're not talking about whatever is the biggest thing on Hacker News. We're talking about business impact. And that, after talking about strategy and moving upstream, brings me to the next item on my list. Executives have to speak business. They have to speak about the impact and the value the changes they propose will have. Ultimately, your managers should have the same mindset, but it all starts with you. And so, for example, you cannot start talking about another rewrite from Angular to React to Vue to whatever without specifying the ROI for the business. Why is this a good idea? How will you know this was a good idea once you're done, or when should you be stopping it? I actually have a long series of posts about non-feature work online on my website right now, and I will link to it in the show notes. But a key principle here is that you should start talking about your tech decisions as being investments. We're not simply discussing what your team should be doing. We are discussing the creation and aggregation of capital, tech capital. Instead of focusing on lowering your tech debt, focus on tech capital. What are you providing the company that will keep generating value as time goes along? That might be the way to explain why a specific rewrite or a big change in infrastructure is worthwhile. Next, executives are in charge of creation and cultivation of the right culture. Culture is something that is very hard to put your finger on and say, this is what we have and this is how we do it. And yet, it all stems from the way that leadership allows things to happen. Whatever you allow to happen without putting a stop to it becomes something that is allowed. Things that you outright celebrate in the open are things you are likely to see more of. There's a difference. It is not the same to get a pat on the back from a teammate and from you. And you have to understand that. You have to realize that you have a specific power here and put it to good specific use in order to push things in the right direction. And knowing when you should be putting a stop to others. And this relates to another point, which is hiring. As an executive, you will be involved in hiring quite a bit. And in most companies, managers are involved as well because they have a bunch of interviews to do. But what I'm referring to here is not just the act of interviewing. I am talking about your hiring strategy. How do you find the right people? How do you create the culture that attracts them to you? How do you create the right structure to even have space and capacity for top talent people to be in your organization as it grows? You might need to consider career ladders. You might need to create different teams, consider different processes. All of these actually affect your hiring strategy, because whatever organization you create then attracts specific people to it. You create an organization that has specific advantages that then attract specific people. If you create a team that is focused on deep technology in a specific vertical, you are going to attract people who care about that specific vertical. On the other hand, if you create a team that is obsessed about user experience and delivering product value, you will attract those kinds of people who enjoy seeing the joy that the users get when they use the app. All of that boils down to the right culture and the hiring strategy to create and maintain that culture, which of course also ties to the long-term vision. I have an episode, I think it was episode 49, about floating leaders. Leaders who do not know the vision for the company or not able to instill purpose in the team in order to manifest that vision. Executives, as opposed to managers, have to possess a clear vision and know how to translate that vision into whatever the team is doing, so they are connected to the company's goals and execute on it. That is a requirement in order to create autonomous teams that are able to work without being told every single small task. And lastly, another point for me is that really good executives are breakers of silos. Rather than creating a really good organization that's siloed, that says we do what we do best and we don't care about anyone around us. You know, we did what we had for the quarter. It's not our fault. Sales are not selling it. We did what we said we would do, but product did not define the features well enough. I do not accept that. And leading executives do not tolerate such thinking. You do not create silos and then expect to win, especially if you are not part of a Fortune 1000 company. When you are still smaller than that, you gain all of your momentum, you gain your leverage, you gain your edge only by breaking the silos and enabling people elasticity to work together, to work across boundaries. I always say, coders without borders. You want to see people deliver on the right things. No matter if having, I don't know, to write an email is not something they had in their job description. Instilling that specific aspect of your culture, a culture of product partnership, a culture that does not accept silos, allows you to be an extreme executive force multiplier. And I just love seeing it manifest in the best leaders I work with. I'm sorry you might be hearing I'm getting a bit worked up. I really, really care about this. And so these are, in my opinion, the most important aspects that differ a manager from an executive. Strategy, moving upstream, talking business impact, creating culture, hiring strategy in mind, having a long-term vision, and being a breaker of silos, mother of dragons, first of its name, my favorite tech executive. Thank you for joining me. If you have not yet, subscribe to the best online newsletter for tech executives. Link is in the show notes. Thank you. Talk soon.